Well, cannabis has been legal in Canada for about 2.5 years now, and in this province, it's regulated by the Newfoundland and Labrador Liquor Corporation. Here to tell us what's new in the world of cannabis is Bruce Keating, President and CEO of the NLC. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So what can you tell us? I mean, have cannabis sales been going well in the province, and have they actually increased since the onset of the pandemic?
They have been, and I guess to put it in a little bit of context, we're about 2.5 years since it was legalized in October 2018, and it's been a lot of changes in a short period of time. But yes, if we look at sales over this year, just ended, we will do probably about $52 to $53 million, and that's actually a 36% increase over the prior year. So that's a big increase over last year, and you know, it's a big change over 2.5 years from no sales and the point of legalization to doing between $50 and $55 million this year.
And Mr. Keating, do you attribute that to sort of more time around the house and the pandemic, or is that also an increase in the variety of products that are available?
I think it's similar to what we're seeing in other jurisdictions across the country as well. And I think a big factor is really the success that most jurisdictions are having in going after the illicit market. You know, by our estimates, the total market, legal and illicit, is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about $150 million. And I think our focus is, and I think what we're seeing is a lot of those customers kind of moving from that illicit market over to the legal market as the cannabis industry develops here in the province and elsewhere.
And the closure of that huge facility, Canopy Growth, was, well, that was almost built in the White Hills. It closed before it technically opened. Did that hurt sales or inventory levels here?
It didn't really have any impact on the day-to-day market. That had been under construction for, you know, the couple of years prior to. But one of the big changes that we've seen, and I guess one of the factors that drove that decision by Canopy, was from 2.5 years ago, where supply was very, very limited and there were some real supply challenges. The whole supply of cannabis has developed dramatically over the last 2.5 years. So even in our case, presently, we have about 18 suppliers. We would have started off 2.5 years ago with just probably 4 or 5 suppliers in total. We're at 18 suppliers today. And in fact, we've just gone through a process recently where we're going to be adding about another 10 suppliers to that. So again, in a relatively short period of time, we've seen a big increase in the number of suppliers that we're dealing with. And that's kind of one of the factors that I think had an impact on the decision down in the east end of the city.
And what about this new campaign for Cannabis NL? What's that all about?
Well, Cannabis NL, part of our mandate, I guess, is in, and part of our priority is to really kind of help educate the public as the industry develops. And I think at times people will see websites, some of them may even be based here in the province, some may be based out of province. But when you look at them, they look to be quite legitimate places to purchase cannabis. And the same thing, I guess, in other jurisdictions might be true for shop fronts as well. But it's really an education campaign for people to understand that unless it's been it's showing the logo, and I think that's the tagline we have on it. It's only legal if you see this logo. But if it isn't licensed through Cannabis NL and through the NLC, in fact, it's not a legal place in order to buy. And again, we can't provide any assurances about the quality of the product, about safety of the product. And that's really our overriding mandate, to make sure it's legal, make sure it's safe, and make sure it's secure.
And is the NLC sort of actively working to quash these illegal outlets?
We are, because we do have a licensing and an enforcement team as well, and part of the approach we're taking to it is to make sure we're kind of pursuing actions on the enforcement side so that whenever we see any of those kind of circumstances, we're either dealing with them directly if they are based here in the province, or we're cooperating with other jurisdictions if they seem to be out of province.
And something else that I noticed that's mentioned in the plan for Cannabis NL, additional retail outlets, like how many are in store for the province?
Right now, we have about 30 retail stores around the province, and we've just issued, at the beginning of last week, I think it was, we've issued a request for proposals where we're seeking another 16 stores in different locations. And one of the things we find is that if we're going to really kind of shrink the illicit market, one of the things we need is, again, kind of consumer access to provide that kind of safe and secure supply. But we have examples you know, if you're in Port of Ask right now, the closest retail store to you would be located in Stephenville, which is, again, not very convenient from a consumer perspective. If you're anywhere right now on the Northern Peninsula, the closest retail store you can get to is in Deer Lake. So there are still some significant gaps in terms of retail locations. And through this RFP, what we're hoping to do is address a number of those and really kind of strengthen the retail network across the province.
So, Bruce Keating, as the president and CEO of NLCI, I got to ask, are they all going to be Tweed stores, or does this mean, like, will it include private stores as well?
Well, all of the licensed retailers are private operators, and so you'll see Spirit Leaf, you'll see Tweed, and you'll see others. Through the RFP process, anybody who wishes to apply has the ability to apply, and then we go through an evaluation process once we get that to really review the quality of the submission and on a location-by-location basis, and then our board would make decisions on those applications kind of after that.
And what can you tell us about the new warehousing and distribution plan? Like, how is that going to affect customers?
For us, that's a really exciting development, and what we're planning on doing is starting to warehouse products in our distribution center, and our target date to launch that would be October of this year. So we're still a few months away from launching it, but work is underway on it. The big thing, again, if you go back to 2.5 years ago, was that we had a very small number of suppliers and a relatively small number of retailers. So the supply chain wasn't that complex. Now, like I say, we're going to be looking at as many as, 30 suppliers. We may have 45. We may even add to that in the future in terms of the number of retail outlets. So the whole supply gets much more complex. One of the issues that we find is that if you're a retailer today, you're ordering your supply directly from the supplier. And if you want product from multiple suppliers, of course, you've got to place multiple orders to different suppliers. If you're a supplier, you're shipping into each individual retail location. So even today, you might be shipping to as many as 30 different locations around the province, which is very inefficient as well. So that will make it much simpler for the suppliers as well as for the retailers to kind of move product. And the other part we're finding is that we have an e-commerce platform, Shop Cannabis NL. But the way that works today, those orders are being filled once we receive them by suppliers. And those orders, on average, can take anywhere between 4 and 9 days for cannabis to get to you as a consumer. During the pandemic, we found that got as high as 21 days because of some of the backlogs taking place with Canada Post and some of the things that were happening in Dieppe. If we have that in our warehouse, we're confident right now we can provide delivery to consumers around the province within 48 hours. And we're even looking at how we might be able to get that even lower as by the time we get to October and we launch that service. So from our point of view, it's much, much better for consumers who are using our e-commerce platform, but it's also better for consumers who are dealing with the storefronts. It's better for suppliers. It's better for the retailers themselves. And it also really strengthens, I guess, our regulatory role, because at that point, all of the cannabis product coming into the province would actually come through our distribution center.
Fascinating. So it's going to be good news for customers. Bruce Keating, CEO and President of Newfoundland and Labrador Liquor Corporation, thanks so much for bringing us this update.
Thank you very much for having me on.